Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
And we'd like to welcome you into a new week here at the Locked On Stars podcast. Happy Monday to all of you. Happy October to all of you. Happy autumn to all of you. Happy a lot of things. I'm Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com, joined by my co-host, as always, Kenneth Nash. And Kenneth, it's a new week. It's a new month. It's the offseason. That's the weirdest part about all of this. It's the offseason. We just had, I feel like just a week ago, we were talking Stanley Cup Final hockey, and I think that's because we actually were, just 1 week ago, talking Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final. And now we've got the draft in a couple hours, free agency right around the corner in a couple days. It's a busy time of year, but that's good news for us, I guess.
Yeah, it's an incredibly quick turnaround for the Stars and for the rest of the NHL. I don't know that we know Jim Neal's a pretty proactive GM. I don't know that he's necessarily been in a situation where he's been gone from being in a bubble in the Stanley Cup Final to drafting prospects 9 days later. But a quick turnaround is good for us, right? It means easy, quick content.
Yes, and that's why you have your support staff. That's why you have your directors of scouting, right? And your amateur directors of amateur scouting and guys that can cover the draft for you. But yes, the draft in just about 30 hours here, starting on Tuesday night with round one, the 2020 NHL draft, going on to Wednesday morning and afternoon with rounds 2 through 7, and then free agency opening on Friday. You know, Kenneth, even in a regular year, the two teams in the Stanley Cup Final get 2 weeks to decompress before the draft begins. Stars are getting about 8 days here, and that's after trying to decompress coming home after a two-month stay in a bubble. So certainly a lot on the docket for Jim Neal and a lot on the docket for the entire Dallas Stars organization this offseason. I almost said this summer, but it's not summer. We're in autumn here. We're in fall. But anyways, there's a lot to get to, Kenneth. And so we wanted to spend today's show kind of talking about the high points, talking about the big storylines involving the Dallas Stars this offseason. We'll do some draft coverage tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday, but for now, trying to get ready for the prime part of the next month, being opening of free agency on Friday, Kenneth. And the Stars, unlike in years past, where this has been a time for Jim Neal to get ready to swing for the fences, you know, sign a big name on the free agent market, make a blockbuster trade here and there, it seems like this offseason is much more about retaining, keeping those guys, keeping in-house guys signed under contract, keeping them within the organization, and working some cap gymnastics to try and make sure that you're ready to repeat come next season and get back to the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, that does seem to be the that seems to be where the Stars are at. And hey, when you're a Stanley Cup Final team, there's a part of you that's going to go, let's just run it back the best we can.
You find some solace, just in-house work.
This is a talented team. We talked about it. We didn't always see it. We didn't always see what the ceiling was. But I think the ceiling is a legitimate top three or four team in the Western Conference and a contender in the Stanley Cup, for the Stanley Cup. So it makes some sense. And then obviously with the weird, strange kind of situation that the sports world is in, where finances and payrolls are being trimmed and you don't necessarily know what revenue is going to look like next year. We don't know when the season's going to start, how fans are going to be able to kind of get in and get in with in arenas. We don't know a lot of, there's a lot of question marks. And so for a team that was already kind of up against the cap, it makes it even a little bit more, you have to be a little bit more precise and strategic with what you do. And so I think that it makes sense that the Stars are going to try to run it back and bring back some of the guys that are eligible for those extensions. And obviously we got our first little taste of that over the weekend.
Yeah, on Sunday afternoon, Jim Neal already getting underway in the re-signing phase, signing Andre Sekera to a 2-year contract with an average annual value of $1.5 million. So he'll count $1.5 million against the cap for the next two seasons. And Kenneth, going off the point that you just made, if Jim Neal, obviously Jim Neal is a very proactive GM, and he's always keeping his eyes and ears open on the market. We've seen it in years past. He's made some trades that we did not expect. He's made some trades that we expected. He's signed some players we didn't expect. He's always working behind the scenes, always looking for the best options, best available players or situations that he might interact with and get into. But certainly, if something is out there that works and is feasible, he will, of course, do his due diligence on it. But for now, the focus seems to be on keeping this team as close to intact as together, re-signing those guys that prove they deserve a new contract, whether it was throughout the regular season or playoffs or both. Andre Sekera being one of those guys, signed on Sunday afternoon, Kenneth, 2 years, $1.5 million. We know that Jim Neal, we've seen it over the years, he loves signing his depth defensemen. He loves having those veteran guys. The quote, "You can never have too many defensemen," continues to come up. It's rung true for 7 years with Jim Neal at the helm. But now getting Sekera back, a nice addition, Kenneth, because as we saw, even after kind of a tough start, a shaky start in the Stanley Cup playoffs, throughout the regular season and throughout the final 2 to 2.5 rounds of the Stanley Cup playoffs, Sekera was a very reliable third-pairing veteran guy that could play on the penalty kill, that could eat up some minutes, that could play shorthanded. He has the it factor that you want in a veteran defenseman, and he proved that during the playoffs and regular season.
Yeah, he did. And this is a move that lends credence to the idea that you're going to see Rick Bonus back behind the bench next year. It's not official, but it does seem that way. And Bonus was openly a fan of Andre Sekera and what he brought to the team. So this is a move that I think has some of his fingerprints on it. For the Stars, it's a solid addition. We talked about it. They needed, if there was a role to be filled in their defenseman group, it was an Andre Sekera type player, right?
Yeah.
A defense first veteran who's going to be in position, protect the net, be good on that third pairing at just limiting opportunities and cycling the puck back out so you can get your top line on. That was his whole role, and he's a good penalty killer. And so we said that they were going to need something along those lines, and what do? They just bring back Andre Sekera. It makes sense. It's a good pickup. And they're still an incredibly deep defenseman group, right? I mean, we're talking about Andre Sekera's, you would assume, is going to be on the third pairing with probably, I would guess, either Joel Hanley or Taylor Fadun would be the logical assumption at this point. But even then, that still leaves out one of your other top five defensemen. We're obviously operating, we don't necessarily know what Steven John's status is, but you've got Sekera, Fadun, Hanley, Johns, Alexiak, Haskinen, Klingberg, and Lindell. Those are all NHL-caliber defensemen, I think.
Yeah.
And so it's still an incredibly deep group. I don't know that you're going to see any more additions unless there's a subtraction of some sort. But at the end of the day, I think this signing makes sense. It takes care of a need, which was a defense-first, penalty-killing veteran defenseman. And even better, you bring one in that's already familiar with the system, familiar with the franchise, familiar with the location. So that just makes it all the more easy. He's got that rapport with the players, having been there for a year. It made sense, and I think it's a good move for the Stars.
Yeah, certainly to have eight NHL-ready defensemen that all played some sort of role for the team during their Stanley Cup run and throughout the 2019-2020 regular season is a needed boost. That the Stars team always relies on their veteran defensemen, and getting Andre Sekera back, I think Sean Shapiro even wrote in one of his stories yesterday, reporting on the signing, saying that Sekera had told his agent throughout this playoff run that if the Stars wanted him back, he wanted to be back here. He really liked the clubhouse. He liked the players, liked the roster, really felt at home with this team. And so getting two more years, certainly what Andre Sekera was looking for, and as a result, getting him back, adding him to that defensive core and starting up what should be a very intriguing free agency period for the Dallas Stars, which we will talk plenty more about right around the corner when we come back. We'll dig into cap space. We'll dig into restricted free agents and unrestricted free agents. We'll talk a little Rick Bonus, Anton Hudobin, etc. right around the corner when Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment.
Between never-ending laundry cycles, incoming emails, you've got plenty on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to worry about and let DoorDash take care of your next meal. Maybe you want Chinese food, somebody else wants pizza, maybe somebody else is craving some frozen yogurt. There's something for everybody on DoorDash, and you can continue supporting restaurants in your community in a safe way. You've counted on restaurants, now they're counting on you. And while their dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery with DoorDash. DoorDash is the app that brings you food you're craving right now, right to your door. Ordering is easy. Opening the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKEDON. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app and in the App Store and enter code LOCKEDONNHL.
And we're back here at the Locked On Stars podcast. Kenneth, we got a grudge match going tonight. And our listeners, I think they need to know about it because one of us feelings will be hurt tomorrow on the podcast. Right now, Kenneth and I are in a heated battle in fantasy football.
Incredibly heated.
Incredibly heated. And by incredibly heated, I mean the projected final score is within 0.2 points of each other. So a fifth of a point here between Kenneth and I. I've got a 15-point lead. He's got three guys going tonight. I've got two. And it's certainly shaping up to be a thrilling finish to this fantasy football week. And so, Kenneth, best of luck to you. I'm going to send you well wishes. I'm going to be a big man here, and I'm going to send you well wishes. Hope for the best for you. Meanwhile, just deep down, I'm hoping that I win because I really could use a win. I think I'm 1-2.
Well, you could use a win. You had a bad sports weekend. You could use a win.
Remind me.
Saturday and Sunday were not kind to you.
At least you got a win with TCU. But anyways.
Yeah, but we all saw that coming. TCU owns Texas.
You're right. Oh, Texas is back. Not a chance. And I hope we don't lose any listeners because of that. But at the same time, we're not going to gloat about it. We're not going to brag about it. But UT just, they can't find the switch, can they? They can't find that we're back switch anymore. But anyway,
I think they're in the wrong room.
Oh, well, yeah, fair point as well. But anyways, let's get back to where we're, let's get back to the topics at hand. Dallas Stars 2020 offseason preview. Obviously plenty to talk about going into this week as the draft and the opening of free agency are coming up. Kenneth, we already talked about Andre Sekera getting back one of those veteran blue liners for 2 years. Nice team-friendly contract, and certainly a term-friendly contract for the player, team-friendly contract for the team salary cap, and getting Andre Sekera back to be that third-pairing defenseman that can play on the penalty kill. They can play both sides, left or right. Good add for the Stars, a 34-year-old defenseman coming back. But now the focus shifts to the rest of the roster, Kenneth. As the 2020 free agent market opens on Friday, the Stars have a number of free agents that need to be taken care of either between now and then. Not necessarily taken care of, they need to have a decision made on them between now and then, Kenneth. Primarily, you've got your three restricted free agents in Roope Hintz, Dennis Gurjanov, and Radek Foxa. And you also have three unrestricted free agents in Corey Perry, Matthias Janmark, and Anton Hudobin. So this is a lot to unpack, Kenneth, because obviously each one of these players brings a different motive to the Stars. You've got Gurjanov and Hintz, who are your future building blocks that showed this year they have a lot of potential, a lot of promise for this organization, can be those top six scorers for this team. Then you've got your Radek Foxa, your reliable third line checker. They can play penalty kill, they can contribute on the power play, as well as that even strength can shut down the opposing top lines. Then you've got Corey Perry, your veteran, on a one-year deal already that was a very incentive-laden deal anyways. No, not really sure whether you want to bring back the veteran or if you aren't going to have the cap space to do so. Matthias Janmark, kind of in the same lines as Radek Foxa, the short-handed player. He can play penalty kill minutes, can cycle throughout your lineup, can play, you know, second line, third line, fourth line. Really good with puck possession. Not the greatest finishing ability, though. And then you have Anton Hudobin, your backup goaltender. We've talked about him plenty throughout the Stanley Cup playoff run. You know the value that he has, especially through those 27 games in the playoffs for this team. But, Kenneth, it's an interesting situation to carve out when you realize that the Stars have just a shade under $14 million in available cap space.
Yeah, they you see that $14 million number, and that's after the Sekera signing, and you go, wow, that's a decent chunk. But when you look at the guys they need to try to bring back, it evaporates very, very quickly. Obviously, yeah. You know, you look at two guys like Roope Hintz and Iskrianov, those are no-brainers. The Stars are going to try to work something out there, and they'll be back. Radek Foxa is pretty much a no-brainer as well. I think he's one of your best penalty killers. I think they sorely missed him in the Stanley Cup final, especially his ability to kind of create a difference in front of the opposing netminder. He had some very good kind of dirty goals in the postseason, and the Stars missed that a little bit. And I think he's back. You know, he's shown an ability to be a consistent performer. He brings a lot of different things to the table. And when you look at those guys, those three guys, they eat up the majority of that $14 million. When you get them signed to long-term deals. So then the question becomes, where do you take, you know, the few million remaining potentially, and how do you allocate that? You know, T.S. Yadmark is an unrestricted free agent, like you mentioned. He's an important piece, I think, on the penalty kill. And obviously, you spoke about it. He's got good possession numbers. You'd like to see him be a little bit more of a creator or at least a goal scorer.
And we know that he can. We've seen him do it before.
Yeah, we have seen him do it before. So he's one that I think is on the fringe. I think the Stars would probably like to bring him back. It's just going to be a matter of the terms. And then Anton Khudobin, he's kind of the elephant in the room. I think the fans want him back. The franchise wants him back. I think he wants to be back, but he's 34. This is really probably his last chance at a significant contract in the NHL. Even if he's around for a few more years, I don't think he's coming off. His value in his career has never been higher than it is right now, arguably, you know, coming off of basically leading a team to a Stanley Cup final. Pete, there are going to be teams out there that are willing to pay a little bit to get him and bring him in, whether that's to be in another 1A, 1B situation. There may be a couple teams that are looking at him as a potential 1A in a 1A, 1B situation. So you don't know. I think the Stars would, like I said, I think Roope, Hintz, Dennis Gurianov, Radek Fox, I think those get done. I think Hintz and Gurianov are definitely the priorities, and Fox is not far behind. And then I think attention shifts to Anton Khudobin. And the question is going to be money. $14 million. You would expect that you would lose a lot of that. You expect to lose a lot of that when you sign Hansen and those guys back. So you know, I don't necessarily know. I don't know how much money they're going to have available to sign a guy like Khudobin. It's going to be tough. They need a backup goalie. I am of the belief they need to bring another veteran goalie in. I just don't know if it's going to be Anton. I think all parties would love for it to work out. But like I said, I think this is his last shot at a big deal. So that one's going to be the one to watch, I think.
Yeah, and as Pierre LeBrun reported on Friday with The Athletic, said that the Stars informed Anton Khudobin's agent, informed his camp they want to bring him back and they want to work out a deal. And you start to look at, you know, term specifically for the player, Stars, I think they could... It's not going to be salary, I don't think. And even with a cap-tight situation for the Stars, I think they could still find enough space to give Khudobin a $4 million deal around that range. But it's going to be the term, Kenneth. As you know and as you mentioned, obviously this is probably going to be one of the last, if not the last, contract of his career. And you know, at the age of 34, Kenneth, if he wants one more contract to lock it down and call it a career... It's going to need to be probably 3 years. Maybe you can maybe get him for two, but probably 3 years.
Yeah, and I agree. I agree with you on the money side of things. I think they can definitely make it work. They've got some options in terms of, you know, rearranging some money. You know, we can get into that at another point, buyouts or something like that. But I think they can make the money work. And I think the goalie market is going to be a little bit lower than we potentially expected in terms of dollar amount. I think Robin Lehner's extension with Vegas kind of lowered what expectations were.
That's because there's a lot of goalies on the market, too.
There's a lot of goalies, and teams don't have tons and tons of money this offseason. Right. A few teams do, but for the most part, most of these teams...
Ottawa.
Yeah, most of these teams are operating with less money than they thought they were going to have. So, you know, there's not as much money. And most teams, let's face it, the majority of teams... have at least one goalie that they would consider their go-to guy. So you're talking about how much is the backup market going to look like? And so that's where I think Anton Khudobin is at the top of that backup market. but how much your team's going to be willing to spend. So I agree. I think the money's fine. The term's going to be the question, because do the Stars want to invest in a multi-year deal for Anton Hudobin? As much as they love him, you can't ignore the fact that Jake Ottinger is going to be knocking on that NHL door. He already is. But, you know, even if you don't want him, if you don't think he's ready this year, you know, 2021-22, do you still want to be relying on a 34-year-old and a 35-year-old goalie with Jake Ottinger probably NHL ready by that point?
Yeah, and it's certainly a tough question. It's going to be a tough contract to navigate, but it does seem as though both sides want to get something worked out. Hudobin has said many times.
Which is always the most important.
Yes, exactly. And Hudobin has said he's loved his time in Dallas. He really likes the locker room, really likes the players, really likes the coaching staff. And the same sentiments are shared on the other side. The Stars want Hudobin back. It's just going to matter, can they get the right term? Can they get the right price knocked down while staying under the cap, while navigating all of that efficiently, and while getting ready for their future with Jake Ottinger getting ready to come up to Dallas here in the near future, within the next one or two or three seasons. So regardless, certainly an interesting development with Anton Hudobin. We'll see more as the free agency market opens up and as this week goes along. But what we know now, Stars want Hudobin back. They've made it public, and they're trying to get a deal done. But as you mentioned also, Kenneth, those RFAs, UFAs, lots of tough decisions to be made, especially on the unrestricted free agency side. But those three restricted free agents seem like for sure got to get them locked down, want to get them locked down, need them to build for the future, this Dallas Stars team with Radek Fox, Denis Gurianov, and Roope Hintz. Plenty more coming up about free agency, about the offseason preview, and Rick Bowness. We got to talk about the Dallas Stars head coaching position. We'll talk more about that right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment. But before we step aside, everybody has that wall that they hit. For me, it's whether I'm prepping for a podcast throughout the day, whether I'm working out, whether I'm going to a work meeting, or even being motivated to work at all throughout the day. Everybody has that wall, but what's your wall? Whatever it might be, Built Go is the healthy replacement for your energy drink that's going to get you through that wall. Whether it's a mental or physical one, break through it with Go every day. It's easy to take in 1.5-ounce packages. You can put it in your briefcase. You can put it in your golf bag. You can even put it in your pocket as you go about your day. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. It's 5-hour energy without the same crash feeling at the end. Plus, it's natural, so it's better for your body. It's like drinking a monster drink with 1/3 of the caffeine and even better results. They've got 3 delicious flavors right now: peanut butter honey, chocolate coconut, and chocolate mint. And how, you might be asking, how does Built Go work so well? Built Go combines energy gel with collagen protein. Collagen protein is fast absorbing, so it gets into your system fast. Plus, it's easy on your stomach. Built Go's loaded with good stuff to ignite your work: beta-alanine, B3, honey, and a kick of caffeine. Built Go then kicks in to keep you going strong throughout the day with B6 and B12s. Collagen promotes joints, soft tissue, hair, and skin health. This stuff literally makes you look better and feel better as you go about the day. And right now, they're throwing on an offer. If you visit builtgo.com, use the promo code LOCKED, you'll get 30% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED for 30% off at builtgo.com. Let's go. And we're back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, wrapping up this Monday afternoon episode. Kenneth, the offseason is around the corner for the Dallas Stars. Certainly a lot of questions have to be asked and a lot of questions have to be answered for this franchise as they prepare for the 2020-2021 season, wherever that may be. But at this point, Kenneth, it seems as though there's a number of check boxes on the to-do list that need to be hit. One, re-sign your RFAs. Denis Gurianov, Roope Hintz, and Radek Foxa all need new deals. They've proven it throughout the regular season, throughout their first few years of their NHL career, specifically with Hintz and Gurianov. Obviously, Foxa has been here 4 or 5 years now, since the 15-16 season. But then you shift the focus to goaltending. It's going to be even more important than ever this year, Kenneth, with how likely compressed the schedule will be, trying to get in 82 games and trying to get back to that October start time. Condensed schedules, you're going to need at least 2, maybe even 3 goaltenders throughout the regular season, whenever it may start. As we said, the toss around ideas are still early January, late December, somewhere around there. And finally, your head coach, Kenneth. You got to figure out who the bench boss is for the Dallas Stars. Right now, at least from where we sit and from what we've seen over the past few weeks and heard, it seems as though Rick Bowness, first off, it seems as though it's his job to lose. Jim Neal has said he's earned the right to come back. You see, whenever you see a coach coaching a team, you see who the players are playing for. Right now, they're playing for the coach. Coach is coaching the team. And everything seemed to work really well throughout the playoffs, Kenneth, with Rick Bowness getting a chance to put his stamp on this team. And at this point, it really seems as though it's his job to lose, but the question still remains, does he want this job? It sounded like he did after Game 6 when he was talking about he still has that passion to coach and still has that passion to chase the Stanley Cup. But at this point, we're waiting. We're waiting to see what the official word is on where Rick Bowness and the Dallas Stars might go moving forward.
Yeah, it's obviously it's nothing's official at this point. But I agree with you. I think all signs point to the fact that this is Rick Bowness's job if he wants it. And based off comments we got at the end of the Stanley Cup final, it seems like this it's something that he is at the very least heavily considering. I think he obviously still is a very good coach. He proved that, and I think that's the most important point. He's shown, hey, I can take a team against all odds and get him to the Stanley Cup final. And no, not every coaching decision was a home run, but a lot of them were. And yeah. This is a team that tried to change its style after a 4-month layoff going in straight into the playoffs, and they did it.
And it worked. Yeah,
they, for the most part, they were able to do it. Now, obviously, there were some growing pains from time to time, but when it was clicking, we saw it click, and they were superb. So I think the question about whether he's earned it is a moot point. I think he's absolutely earned earned the job if he wants it. Nothing official, but like I said, I look at the Andre Sekera signing as a little bit of an idea of where this is at. That seems like a signing that Rick Bowness would very much be behind. And also, when you're looking at teams, they a lot of times like to have coaches in place before they make offseason additions. You right. want to make sure you're getting in the guys your coaches want. If it's not Rick Bowness, then you're signing Andre Sekera, who most coaches are going to be okay with having, but you're signing him a veteran to a 2-year deal without a coach in place, without coaches' input. That's where I think I look at that and go, okay, that tells me, at least to me, this is my opinion, it tells me, okay, I think there's a much greater chance than not that Rick Bowness is behind the bench next year.
Yeah, and I think Sean Shapiro also reported on Sunday that he had talked to Rick Bowness. Both Bowness and Neal had taken some time to decompress upon returning from the bubble on last Tuesday, so just about a week ago. But they were scheduled to talk this week, make some decisions, sit down and talk about the future, the immediate future. And certainly seems as though it is his job if he wants it. It's on the table. And it certainly seems as though he does want it. But we're waiting for the official word on that. But Kenneth, I also want to mention it feels like he is the right coach for right now. Now, of course, with how weird the past 7 months have been since the pause, it's been a strange time. A lot of adapting has had to occur, and Rick Bowness has done a good job of weathering those storms, keeping his team focused, keeping his team on track and on pace, and the team, as in return, seems to be dedicated and devoted to Rick Bowness, ready to do everything they can for him. I mean, you heard a number of players talking about it as the Stars got closer and closer to that Stanley Cup final, talking about this is a guy, you want to lay your body out on the line for, you want to do everything you can for, and you want to succeed for him. And so it seems as though he is the right coach for this team right now. They're a veteran-heavy team. They worked well under Bowness, and they got further than any coach has gotten this team since the year 2000 when King Hitchcock was behind the bench. But certainly not a certainty just yet. We're going to have to wait and see on the official word there. But at the moment, it really does feel like Rick Bowness and potentially the entire coaching staff will be back. Now, of course, they still have options. I think over the past 2 or 3 years in general, just about each one of the Stars' assistant coaches has been interviewed for a head coaching gig throughout the offseason. That's what happens, Kenneth, when you have a number of former head coaches as assistants on your bench. John Stevens, Todd Nelson, Derek Lakstal, obviously the head coach of the Texas Stars, prior to being called up midseason when Bowness took over as interim. But certainly, you have that coaching staff in place, Kenneth. Now, bringing in a new coach, one, you don't know what it's going to cost. Two, putting a team through, and I know you and I can speak to this as well, putting a team through a number of different coaching changes in a small matter of time, number of different schemes, number of different philosophies, it's usually not the best recipe for success. We've seen the Stars struggle in years past, going from Ruff to Hitchcock to Montgomery in a 3-year span. That's certainly not necessarily a recipe for success, but the Stars know Bonus. They've worked well under Bonus. So it really does seem as though this is a perfect match for this team at this moment as the 2020 offseason gets underway.
Yeah, it does. And I think switching up coaches, you can see the ill effects that that had on the Stars, having that string of coaches. Yes, there were things that were beneficial and that went right, so to speak.
Yeah.
But each step along the way, you could also see where players struggled to adjust. You look at the Lindy Ruff era and his tenure. You saw players who were putting up ridiculous offensive numbers, but this defenseman group, which was similar in some ways at the end of that tenure to what it is now, was not overly effective defensively. Then you move on and you go to Ken Hitchcock, and you obviously the defense got better. But then you saw a drastic drop off in forward production, and then you bring in Jim Montgomery, and you see a little bit of that continuation of some of your top guys struggling, and now that they've been in this system, because Rick Bonus' system is largely similar. Obviously, there were some changes going into the playoffs, but more or less it's sort of a similar foundation. You started to see it click for some of these guys, and so the question is, do you think bringing somebody else in is going to be enough of a net positive to go through that transition time, especially when you don't know how long the offseason is going to be, you don't know when the season's going to start. I'm fully behind. I think Rick Bonus is the right decision. Whether that's the long-term decision for the team, I don't know. You know, it's going to depend on him. I think a lot of this depends on Rick Bonus. But I think at least for the next couple of years, it makes sense to keep in this system, take what you've gained, take what you've learned, take the steps that you made, the progression that you made during the postseason, and try to build on that rather than potentially hitting the reset button and having guys, these veterans, 30-year-old veterans who have been through 3 or 4 coaches, learn yet another system.
Right. Yeah. While the core is still intact and while the core is still gelling, it makes sense to, after the success you've had this year and due to the uncertainty surrounding the offseason and even next season, makes sense to bring back Rick Bonus. And he's certainly proven that he is a viable option, Kenneth, and a successful option for this Dallas Stars club. So as we wrap here, Kenneth, this 2020 offseason preview, and of course we have plenty more to talk about as the week goes along, from draft to opening of the free agent market on Friday. It looks as though, as I said, you know, we've got a couple check boxes. You've got your restricted free agents that need to be handled, Radek Foxa, Roope Hintz, Dennis Gurianov. You've got your unrestricted free agents that you have to make decisions on. Anton Hudobin, they want him back, but it's a matter of can they make it work with just a shade under $14 million in cap space and having to sign all those RFAs. You also have Matthias Janmark and Corey Perry there. On the bright side, Kenneth, you don't have to do anything to your defense now. Your defense is set in stone. You look at cap-friendly. Everyone's under contract for next year. You can obviously start negotiating contracts with Miro Heiskanen and Jamie Oleksiak on Friday. They'll both be, Miro being a restricted free agent, Jamie being an unrestricted free agent, at the end of the 2020-2021 season. But for now, your defense is intact. You've got 8, as we said, NHL-ready defensemen to go. Forwards, you have a couple question marks with your RFAs and 2 UFAs. Goaltenders, you've got 1 UFA in Anton Hudobin. So it's going to be an interesting offseason. And it always seems to be under Jim Nill. We always have the uncertainty. We always have some big trades here and there, big free agent signings. Also get surprised with some quiet offseasons here and there. But for the most part, Jim Nill always, as you said, very proactive when it comes to offseason. When it comes to offseason talk and offseason moves. So we'll see how that goes as the offseason gets underway, starting this week, Stanley Cup Finals in the past, shifting the focus ahead to the 2020-2021 season. Should be a good one, should be a fun offseason ride. We'll be here with you every day of the week, Monday through Friday, ready to talk it down, ready to break it down, give you all the info and analysis you could need. And Kenneth, that's about all we've got for this Monday episode. Do you have any final thoughts, none relating to fantasy football, I hope, but regardless, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Well, we did, so be moment of transparency. We had told y'all that we were going to do a mailbag today. That is still on. We're going to do that, I believe, tomorrow is the plan.
Yes.
We kind of took the weekend off. I don't think we had an episode Friday, and then we didn't have one Friday.
We didn't have one Thursday.
That's what it was. So,
yeah.
But we more or less took the weekend off, tried to honestly just relax a little bit after a bit of a nuts postseason.
Yeah.
And so we didn't really promote the mailbag, although we do have a few questions. We'd like to get more. So if you're listening to this and you got a question, there's still time to get it in. We'll record sometime probably either late tonight or early tomorrow morning, tomorrow's episode. So you still have time to get those questions in. We'll be answering those tomorrow. If you've got draft questions, free agency contracts, anything like that, make sure to fire them away, and we'll do our best to give you a concrete answer on that. We'll try our best to predict Jim Nill, which is the hardest thing to predict in life.
Concrete answer, but don't try and walk on it. Yeah.
Yeah. No. But anyway, so for those of you who sent questions, and we are still going to answer those. We moved it to tomorrow's episode because we just wanted to get a little bit of an off-season preview in first. And then what else? Make sure to follow on Twitter at LockedOnStars, at Kenneth_Nash19, at Josh_Clark02. You can get all the that's the best way to get all the latest news for the Dallas Stars, especially with the draft coming up and free agency and all of that. Josh is obviously very plugged in, and I retweet Josh pretty well. So
you do, and I thank you for that.
So make sure to follow and then hit subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast, so we show up in your feed every single day. Also, at Locked On Stars, that Twitter account is where you can send questions if you've got them. If we drop you a like, that means we saw it. That's our way of telling you that we saw it. So make sure to do that.
Yeah, and that's about it. And then also, if you want to leave, you can just leave it, either tag us directly or you can leave a reply under this podcast when we tweet it out, this link. Regardless, we'll find it and we'll answer it tomorrow. But other than that, should be an exciting offseason. It always seems to be with the Dallas Stars. May not necessarily be a blockbuster offseason, Kenneth, in terms of acquiring new talent, but certainly trying to keep a core intact that got this team further than they've been in 20 years. Certainly sounds like a good recipe for success. So we'll talk plenty more tomorrow. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.